you know, the artists or people tell what the blues came from or how they came about. Because you see, the museum is a result of honoring and commemoration. And then sometimes the deep meaning of, I think we were doing a research in South Africa. So, and we were studying how those, the freedom songs, you know, after South Africa got independence, mm-hmm. the freedom songs sort of died down, but when people sing them, they don't really get the feeling because, you know, everyone is happy. So we're wondering how a museum can work towards, you know, telling the people, you know, this is where the blues came from these situations, and now there's that transition that sometimes you miss.
Right, and I don't think we can really document when the blues started and why it started and how it started, because the people who were captured over in Africa, I mean, it wasn't like, okay, Africans, we're picking y'all up and bringing you to America. Bring your sitar and your kora, and, you know, people got here and couldn't even communicate with each other, even though they might have the same skin color, and had no possessions and no rights. So we can't really see, and people didn't have freedom of movement. So until after the Civil War, when people could kind of travel from plantation to plantation, that's when, I guess, it started. I mean, who's not to say that, you know, Mr. Bill's plantation didn't have a party with musicians on it, but that wasn't being recorded or studied or, you know. So, it's that documentation thing that makes it really tricky. And then you had just the field hollers and the work songs, and then once it got recorded, you know, you might have heard a song once and you perform it the way you remember it, but once it started being recorded, then this is how the song went. So.
When you all created an exhibit, what research do you do into that? Or what?
We really, you can say we don't, but like if, you know, if I'm working with the musician, then the musician is going to tell me about the things that they're donating to the museum. If it's a traveling show, it's already set up and done, so we use their
research. So you guys don't create your own unique exhibitions? Where like
no, we only have like a staff of four.
Okay.
We don't have a curator and a registrar and somebody who could build stuff.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And it goes back to us starting in a library that collected the materials for people who mm-hmm. create those kind of things. So we. Mm-hmm. If you're making a donation to the museum, you know, we'll get a guitar stand and a case for the guitar. We'll get the items or the protection for the items and that you're donating to us. But and it fits in like the whole context of the museum, but when we do our addition, we've employed exhibit designers, so we'll be able to, the story will be more coherent.
Interesting. Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome. I hope that was
it was
good stuff.